Hey there, guys. Welcome to the Brew Podcast. I'm Brian, and this is
Craig. There's supposed to be intro music, so we're just kind
of... We're supposed to have an intro music, but I had to reformat the whole computer, and everything is, you know, it's totally lost, so now I gotta find the find the music intro. But, so next time we do the podcast, we'll be having the music. But at the meantime, you know, it's just us without the music. So, I cannot believe that the summer is gone. I don't think that... No, you haven't really experienced the summer yet.
What, in Ireland?
Yeah. No, this year. Because you've been in and out of a hospital.
No, that's probably... I lost some freckles. I didn't gain any this year.
Yeah, so, but, welcome back!
Hey! Hey, pasa!
So...
No, I don't know. Fall always reminds me of school and leaves. Mm. And this is where it's true with everything in life. Cheesecake.
And I can't believe that the kids...
Pumpkin cheesecake is really good. Of course, finding pumpkin in Ireland is very hard. You have to get the pumpkin and carve it and cook it. But fall always reminds me of being an American, you know, pumpkin pie and all that stuff.
Yeah,
fireplace smell.
I can't believe that the kids are already back at school. You know, some of them are kind of a little bit of grumpy.
Yeah.
And because school's starting and all that kind of stuff. So to me, the summer went kind of quick.
Yeah, but on the other hand, they get out of school at 16 versus 18.
Over here in Ireland, they finish up at 16.
So even though they get shorter summers, they finish up like 2 years early. So, of course, they get a year off,
for this. And then they go to university at age 16. So unless you want to... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of I think it's a better deal in the long run to get that early.
I was thinking, what do they do with this? I mean, does the kids allow to use cell phones during class, or do they take it and put it in the?
Well, I know in the States they take them and put them in boxes supposedly, but I don't know. I know they let them probably would carry laptops and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's been 40 years since I've been in school?
Yeah, I'm assuming that, it's kind of like a difficult, situation of having all the phones being collected.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, they're giving it back them out again, and it's just... I don't know. I think it could be a little confusing because someone could probably take their other phone rather than theirs.
That's what I was thinking. You'd have to give them some kind of a marker or something. I don't know. I know in most things anymore, they make you turn off the cell phones, period. So maybe that's all they do is just make them turn off the cell phones, and if they get caught,
Put it on vibrate or something. Just completely turn them off. That's a good thing to do.
But
there weren't any cell phones when I went to school. Of course, we
had different concerns when we went to school than cell phones. It was like I'm trying to think. We didn't have anything like that when I was in high school. Tape decks, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. The tape recorders.
Tape recorders and that kind of stuff.
What is that? Dictaphones and
I don't even think Walkmans and stuff had been invented. When I was in school, it was tapes. Everything was tapes.
What about those mini discs that you used?
Well, no, that came out in the 90s, I think, or late 80s. I graduated in 79.
Mm.
And yes, I'm almost 60. Two more years.
Oh my God, I'm 50 this year. I can't believe that it's.
He's lying. He's older.
A lot of people are pretty shocked about my age, but
I'm not. You did this to me. I was totally black. I was totally black when I met you 11 years ago. Something happened. I'm not naming names. Not pointing fingers. No, not at all.
Yeah, but I'm, I mean, I... Aren't they supposed to do like summer school or something, you know, every year now?
I don't know how that is. I think California and a few other places are trying it. I don't know.
You know how the education continues during the summer?
Yeah, but it seems like if they did that, they would let them out earlier. But you understand what I'm saying? Like here, but I don't know.
I mean, I know that. I mean, my nieces and nephews, they're going to summer camp, which is a good thing. It keeps them active and all that kind of stuff, you know. But
We did that sort of. We went camping. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a family thing, so you know, people don't have the time to go camping anymore. Plus, to be honest with you, it's very hard to get camping sites because you have to book them like 6 years in advance. You know,
even with school camping.
No, just period camping. I'm talking about family stuff. So we didn't have school camp. You know, I mean summer camp. But we just went camping. You know. Mm. But it was a little bit different.
It's kind of weird with our generation and the kids' generation today. How things have changed. A lot has changed.
I think part of that is keeping your eye on your children because there's so much dangers anymore for your children. Mm-hmm. There was dangers when we were little, but it was different dangers, and we were allowed to like. I don't know, just disappear for 10 hours during the day and play or ride our bikes or whatever, you know. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, you know. There'd be days when, I mean, literally, you know, breakfast, check in at lunch, and then come back, spy for dinner, and, you know, watch Bewitched and, the Addams Family and
but before
Monsters.
You know, with me, it's like, you know, when we came home from school, we had to do our homework first, and then television is later. You know, we weren't allowed to watch TV before homeworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, this one station in, I think it was Portland or something that, in Oregon, that they made broadcast Star Trek at every, like at 4 in the afternoon every day for like 30 years or something like that. I think they finally took it off the air, but yeah, it was, so we'd always rush home for Star Trek, you know, television. But you know, we didn't have a whole lot of, I don't remember having a whole lot of homework. I really don't.
I used to do my homework at home, at school.
Yeah.
During lunch hour or even during class, which we weren't really supposed to be doing, but I did it anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, enough of that about that. Let's talk about some fun stuff. And
what fun stuff?
We're going to be doing a broadcast coming up about my favorite time of the year, and I'm just saying, it's not Guy Fawkes Day.
Guy Fawkes.
It's the other one. Halloween.
Yeah, we'll be doing a podcast for Halloween pretty soon.
Yeah, and, I always love Halloween.
I just think that, you know, our podcast is long overdue. I mean, with you being in and out of the hospital for...
I was in the hospital?
Most of the year and, half the year, I guess, you know, and, you know, I've been trying to pull some strings, you know, of doing a podcast of my own, but now we're back. And which is great. And let's see.
We went to an adoption agency and we got turned down. So Patty next door brought us over a little kitten because we couldn't get in a kitten from the adoption agency. So we've got a little kitten now, which is really cool.
It keeps it, yeah.
Arabella.
It keeps us, you know, from being depressed, you know. So that's, you know, because I.
And keeps him company in case I go back in.
It keeps us both company, you know, which is really good. You know, we'll probably have her as a little mascot right here.
Yeah,
she's one of our podcasts.
She's was running crazy like a crack kitty, and I think she's been knocked out for about an hour. Mm-hmm. She likes the fire. The fire is on right now, but she likes that. But anyway, that's another thing about fall is the fireplaces and the chills in the air and the cats, you know, the cat lays in front of the fire. And I always think of popcorn and, you know, that kind of stuff and stews. In fact, we're making a beef stew today in the in the crock pot. And
did you never went to your prom, did you? Because I didn't.
No, I was the actual DJ. I played the music.
Oh, at the prom?
I was actually grateful because that way I didn't have to ask any girls out.
Yeah, I was shy back then, you know, like, extremely shy. I didn't go out. I didn't really participate in school, you know, in my classes. You know, even though I knew that the answer was correct, I was afraid of holding up my hand. Yeah. So that the other students would be like, oh, well, he thinks he knows everything.
Yeah.
You know, so I just end up saying not anything at all. You know, so it's, it was a kind of, to me, it was kind of like a disturbing period because of, I was bullied too, growing up. So, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really like, high school either. It was, the late 70s. I graduated in 79, and it was like they say, if you can remember it, you weren't doing it right. But, you know, it was a hard time, and there was a lot of, conflict going on, and me being me, I was never comfortable, and plus I was bullied a lot. Wasn't really bullied a lot. I was made fun of because of my height and my build and the fact that I smile a lot. And there was this big tall black basketball player. He's like, you know, I swear he was 7 foot, and he'd stand out above the crowds in the school, and he'd see me in the end of the hallway. Like, yo, Munchkin, what's up? So
is this an actual teacher?
You know, it was a student.
Really?
he'd do that every day, and then it became kind of endearing, but it was embarrassing. It's like everybody knew me as Munchkin, and they'd all, you know, but to me it was like awful, but everybody else was like laughing about it. So, you know, things like that, I was always made fun of because of things. So I don't know, I wasn't really like thrown in a trash can, but you know,
that didn't happen to me.
But you know, I learned a long time ago that it's better to let them make fun of you than it is to say something and have them kick your ass, or you know.
I was smiling,
and go, hey, okay.
I was only bullied in junior high. The high school was more like an adult sort of thing. Yeah. You know, like you know, it's like you're going into a higher education, you know, than junior high, which is now they call it middle school, I guess. You know, but I don't know why they changed it or whatever.
Well, we had, I can't remember what it was called. It was kindergarten, and then there was first to sixth, and I can't remember what was that called? Was that called?
Elementary?
Elementary. And then we had middle school, and then there was, junior high, and then there was high school, yeah. But the high school and the junior high. I remember what happened. We moved when I went into high school. So we were living on the coast in junior high, and so then with the first year of high school, we moved into Eugene. So yeah, that's why I'm getting confused, because I was thinking of the transition. But like I said, it was an interesting time in the 70s. There was a lot of interesting things going on, and things were a lot more easier and open than what they are now. But then looking back, things always seem better, I guess, than what they do now.
It was easier back then. Like it now, you can't discipline a student as a teacher, because then you know they'll throw that back at you, and you know you become trouble.
It's not just the teachers; it's the students. The students can't have to be careful what they say and do too, because you know there's so many restrictions. And you know, it's like Big Brother is watching, and I'm not talking about the television show, you know. It's like in school, you know, it's very easy to get in trouble, you know, and I mean trouble for saying and doing the wrong thing. Like,
yeah, it's, you know. I mean, it's kind of funny, like, because, you know, like, back in, when I was in, like, elementary school, one of the teachers, like, her name is Diana Cohen.
Yeah.
That's my teacher's name, and, you know, she was, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I brought up my assignment, and then she looked at my name, and she just suddenly cracked up. I'm like, what are you laughing for? And she goes, oh, I'm just laughing at your name, you know, B.O., as in body odor, you know. It's like, like who does that? You know, who just laughs out in the blue? Like, you don't even know. I'm like, back then, you know, I'm like, well, because I was embarrassed because it was a girl that I liked.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, being embarrassed, you know, with the other students too, you know, of being made fun of by a teacher. You know, and, you know, so that it made me feel that this is a small, so it's...
Yeah, I can imagine that. I've got a funny story similar to that. I always wanted to be musical. I have no talent. I can't play the piano. I can't play the drums. I don't have any rhythm. I went to, I think it was first or second grade, I asked if I could use my older brother's drum. So I went to play drum, and I remember we were playing Mary Had a Little Lamb for, like, you know, I kept doing like this, and she goes, "You, out in the hallway. You can't, you obviously have no talent, get out." So I went to choir in junior high, because I wanted to do choir. And the choir teacher stops everybody from singing, and I'm the last one singing. He goes, "You, out. You have no talent." So, it's like that. It's like embarrassing, but it's true. I have no talent. I have no rhythm and a deal. So I was always the DJ, or that was my actual connection. But
I did some music, you know, playing the piano, and, you know, it's just and I did the piano. I did the flute.
Yeah.
No, they call it the recording.
The recorder.
Yeah.
The record. Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, anyway, which is like the flute.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all I can remember. I've always wanted to play the drums. My friend Sandra, her mother was going to get me a set of drums, but
yeah.
I think my mother was saying,
"Don't
buy any
drums.
You know, he'll be going crazy with it
all night long."
So instead, she bought me this little Christmas tree ornament of a teddy bear with a. Sitting on top of a drum, you know, and just have the sticks on, you know, smiling and everything, you know, so.
Oh, that was nice of her. Not the same, but
and
nice
she,
of her.
And she said, "I've really tried to find the drums for you because I really wanted to be." I'm like, "Yeah, right."
I think your mom had something to do with that.
I know, exactly, yeah.
No, there was another thing in high school, in school, which was... I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's like I don't know. It's well, I worked hard. So literally, I catch the bus at 5 to get to school by 7:30. Get out at 3, then went to work till midnight. Then would ride my bike home for an hour, and then start all over again. So I was pretty busy. So I didn't really have too much of a social life, but I had money, which a lot of my friends didn't have, and so, you know, I was the one that always, you know, bought burgers and paid for movies and stuff, but yeah, so that was an interesting time. It taught me a very valuable lesson. He who has the money is the popular one.
Yeah, especially
when you're young.
Your student friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then they say, you know, I don't have any money, you know, for my lunch. You know,
yeah,
you
let's go to movies.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Mom forgot to give me the, yeah. Yeah.
The most I have given away was, what was it? Was $25, and $25 was a big thing.
A lot of money back then.
Was a lot of money,
yeah.
In my junior high years. And I didn't know, she never explained to me why she needed it for, but then it kind of like caught on to me because she started crying to me, and, you know, and I was like, "What's the matter?" She goes, "I'm pregnant." Well, you're 15 years old, and, you know, you got a set of tits this big. I mean, come on.
You're going to be popular.
You're going to be popular. And she was, too, because she, you know, I remember this one time that she, there was, you know, she and these two other guys, you know, they were bawling her, you know, in the back of the room,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it was... And I was just like, I was all by myself, you know, and the other students are all up in the front, and I'm like this here, and just like, I just looked over, and, you know, of course it was a substitute teacher,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, they had the back door of the classroom, the blind closed, so nobody could see what they were actually doing.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was pretty wild back then.
Well, you went to school in New York City, so that was a lot different too.
It was in Flushing.
Yeah, well, you know, you Flushing. And what's your name, Fran?
Yeah, I didn't meet Fran in school.
No, I'm talking about that show.
Oh, The Nanny?
The Nanny. From Flushing, Queens. Every time I hear of Flushing, that's what I think of. Yeah, I don't know. It was different for me for high school because I was so shy, and I would have people like coming on to me, and apparently a lot of people thought I was attractive, but I was like, get away from me. Ooh.
Ugly.
Like, you know, because I was so afraid if I did anything, you know, everybody'd find out, you know, things and whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, so, yeah, it was like, I was a little daft considering some of it was pretty obvious and blatant, but, you know, looking back, it was, you know, it was all kind of an interesting experience. I mean, youth is, growing up is always hard, especially it was hard then because the world hadn't accepted a lot of things, and I think it's harder now because there's so much, the kids have instant communication where they can just push a button and spread it all over to their friends, you know, and it's like
that's the FaceTime and Snapchat,
you know, so you have to even be more careful, you know, if you're different, you know what I mean, or you're embarrassed about something or something else, because, you know, you know, if you trust somebody and if that person gets pissed at you, you know, all they do is push a button, there it's all over school. So, you know, it's a different time, and it's, I mean, you know, it eventually got around school anyway, you know, without the electronic devices when I was a kid, but it was usually solved by somebody yell, "Girl fight in the parking lot," and you know, everybody rushing out.
And everybody
would be girls that, fighting. Well, that yeah, was, it was also the guys too, but nobody ever actually fought but everybody was announcing it. In 10 minutes, there's going to be a fight in the parking lot. So by the time they start, you know, put their arms up, you know, the principal will be out there pulling them apart. So
yeah, meanwhile,
show.
there's no one in the classroom.
Yeah, there's no one in the classroom. So
and you feel like a dork because, you know, you're the only student in the class.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that was the whole point, I think, was get out of the classes. I don't know. There's certain things that we did horrible pranks when I was in high school. Some of them I'm not even sure I'd like to admit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where another podcast. We'll do a podcast about pranks. Yeah,
yeah, we can do that.
We can do that. I mean, we've all done them. We've all been a part of them, and I think
yeah,
that would be
yeah.
a fun one. But
I have to write them down, you know, as notes, just,
yeah.
you know, and try to remember so we don't forget in that podcast.
The main thing about fall is, and winter also, but fall, it's a natural cycle. But when it starts getting colder out, you start to put on, like, eat things a little heavier and a little bit more because it's colder out and, you know, it's kind of that hibernation thing. And so I have to be careful, especially over the holidays, because I like to nibble and snack on, you know, whatever, crisps and nuts and, you know, a piece of cheesecake here and there and things like that, you know, and
oh, I'm
especially in Ireland, because it's aunts and uncles, it's like they show love with food, you know, and it's like they're always like
they do a kill with kindness.
Yeah, it is, but you know, it's they're off, you know, during the holidays, it's like literally they're just bringing out plates and plates of candies and what do they call those, tea cakes and
tea cakes.
All this kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
Brian, you shouldn't be eating that. Meanwhile, they're putting in chocolates and biscuits and all that. Here, you keep that, you know, put it in the press or whatever.
And don't get me wrong, the chocolate and the biscuits are really good here, especially the digestives.
I cannot stand chocolate back in the States.
No, it's different.
It's way different. I mean, it's more creamier here.
Yeah, it's creamier and stuff. And the only one I really did ever like was Mr. Goodbar. And I think by the end, you know, they started out like about this thick. And I think by the time they were done, they were about like this thin. You know? It was like, you know, it wasn't the point. You had to like break it in sixes and stack it up to get it for like one little.
I know where it was once before. Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean, they actually they decreased the size of the chocolate bar and they increased the prices.
Or they keep the price and decrease it so people think they're still paying the same price, but it's smaller and thinner and less and whatever.
It's dumb.
Yeah, but anyway, that's why the good Lord invented wine.
Oh, I'm in a mood for wine right now.
I know you are. And boy, do you
wine. We should do a wine podcast.
No, because we'll be drunk.
That's all the fun of it.
Brian will be running to the bathroom.
Gotta go.
No, I have a funny story. I bought some, anyway, that's another story. I'll tell
you. I thought that when I was growing up with the school is that, you know, I've always thought that the beginning of school was fun until like later on as the year progresses.
Like in the fall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And by January, that's when the fun starts, you know, because you know people, you know, you're hanging out with them and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I just thought that, you know, from the beginning, you know, I thought that, you know, because everything's all fresh and everything, you know, I this is something that I liked. But was your favorite time of the school year?
I think my favorite thing about school was, and this is going to sound abstract, but there were four of us kids, and for some reason I was the only one that went to, it wasn't preschool, it was kindergarten, and I had to go live with my grandparents, and so I think that was my favorite year of school because I was the only one that really got to go live with my grandparents, and it was really nice. It was a good experience, and she was a good cook, and I used to watch her cook, and I used to go on the log site and stuff like that. So, and we did a lot of like plays and stuff, like things, and I was the troll underneath the bridge and things like that, and a mushroom for a play and things like that. And then one time I was in a box and I had to jump out and go, hey, Jack in the Box or something. But you know, that was fun and that was cool, and it wasn't really hardcore. It wasn't tough. It was basically you show up, you play, take a nap, show up, eat lunch, take a nap, you know, and then go out and play for a little while, come back, you know. It was real simple school, so I think that was probably my favorite experience with school, and that's all I have to say about that.
It was high school. I was a junior. And my counselor, you know, because of me being shy and everything, she thought that me being in a play, I guess, probably would boost up my confidence. And she thought that me as the wizard from The Wiz, because at that time, you know, the play of The Wiz was going to be performing.
Oh, you mean and, with the, like,
you know, in the school play, yeah. And she thought that I would be really good as the wizard, you know, so, and we did some role playing and, you know, and I felt comfortable with that, but when it comes to going on the stage and auditioning and all that kind of stuff, I was kind of like a little bit insecure about that, you know, so, and then after that, you know, after... I could kick myself in the ass of not being able to do it because I probably would have had broken that ice.
Yeah.
And perhaps meeting new people, new students to hang out with, you know, but I never got the opportunity of doing that.
Plus, it's a really cool song. Ease on down, ease on down the road. Which was not a Michael Jackson and Diana Ross song. It was actually a weather report song or something like that. It came out earlier, but ease on down the road. Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. There was proof that they were in the same room at the same time. Mm-hmm. I remember in high school there was rumors that Diana Ross and Michael Jackson were never in the same place because they were the same person. Things like that in school. I mean, you know. It's
he crazy. Did say once that, you know, he wants to become like her.
Well,
like years ago, she says, you know, I want to be just like Diana Ross.
But no, Diana Ross discovered them. That's I Want You Back was the first one. Was the she discovered them and that she promoted that album, and that's probably why he admired her, because you know. But yeah, Diana Ross was always a favorite of mine. I actually saw her in concert, but that's another story. Of we'll do an episode of Craig's wacky things that he's done in his life and got away with them. So Diana Ross is one of them, and I'll do that at another time.
So will we just end this?
No.
You don't want to end the podcast?
No.
No? You want to keep going? Okay.
Yeah, end it.
End it?
Yeah, end it.
All right. Bye. Hope you guys are doing well, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And
it was fun.
It was fun. You know, it's... Yeah. We'll stay tuned. Stay tuned in our next podcast, which... I wouldn't mind doing it on Saturdays again.
Well, around
5.
But
we'll see.
Let me check my schedule. Okay. I'm free.
You're free? Okay.
Yeah.
We should start bringing in people, too. Maybe we'll bring in Patty next door as a podcast.
Yeah, we can just... we can, like, get somebody drunk in downtown Letterkenny and bring them back. Want to do a podcast? Okay.
Yeah. Well, so you guys take care and stay tuned on our next podcast. I will put in the links down of where you can be able to see us, and I'll do the updates on our Facebook page. And you guys take care and enjoy yourselves.
Bye.
Bye.
So my hand's crooked.